Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Elite Physique University. I'm John Gorman, your host, and welcome to our very first Elite Physique University Master's class. Today, we're going to be talking about how to lose as much fat as possible in record time. The topic today is combining rapid fat loss with diet breaks, and this is something you're going to see more for us, especially if you're watching on YouTube. These will be full classroom type lectures, PowerPoint presentations, and this is stuff that I do all over the United States at conferences, at colleges, at camps, and whatnot. So we definitely want to be able to give you more of a next level type feel and bring about certain things like rapid fat loss and diet breaks into a system, into a blueprint, into a plan that you can take. You know, whether you're someone that wants to do this yourself or you are a coach that works with clients, these are going to be very important learning tools, and I'm really looking forward to these master's classes. So with that being said, let's go ahead and get into today's topic. You're going to see a good picture here. This is Steve. This is a client of mine. He's the very first person that I really did this with. He went from around 214 to about 200 pounds in about 3 weeks. So you'll see a lot of pictures and representations in this presentation. This is something cool because I did this myself. I did this with Steve, and I also took 35 of my clients over the course of, about 6 to 8 weeks in January of 2023. And with the 35 people that did it, I saw some really good results. And I don't know of anyone out there that's taken rapid fat loss and combined those with diet breaks. I mean, we've got the research that's out there, especially from my good friend, Dr. Bill Campbell at University of South Florida. We have that information. And I don't know anyone that's taken it and put it to use in the trenches and combined it into a complete plan. So I'm excited to show you what I have so you can take and implement it and even change it, find better ways to do it, and make it your own. So if you're watching on YouTube and you have done this and you have combined this, you know someone else, please comment below, because the more people I can learn from, the more people I can get feedback from, the more questions that you ask and we all think about these things, the better we all become. So that's a good representation, that first slide there, of Steve and kind of what's possible. A little bit about me, for those of you that don't know, I've been doing this for 17 years. I'm a full-time diet coach, a physique enhancement specialist. Whether it's somebody getting on stage to step into the bodybuilding world, as a competitive bodybuilder, or just the mom, dad, anybody looking to optimize their leanest, most muscular physique, that's what I do, and I've been doing that full-time. I still have a full-time client load. That's what leads to all these cool things I can present on, is I try everything. All the research, I study it, and then I put it to use in the trenches with my clients. So I can't see a time when I'm not a full-time diet coach and physique enhancement enthusiast. So that's what I do. I also own the Fat Muscle Project podcast and supplement company. That's something else. If you're on YouTube, you'll see the podcast on there. I've written 4 books. 3 have been bestsellers. I've owned 2 large gyms. Some conference series that I run and speak at all over the United States. Like, I've done a lot. A lot of people know me affectionately as Old Man Gorman, if you're one of my clients. So, you know, I've been around and I've done quite a bit. So I'm excited to really dive into these master's class series with you. All right. So here's the overview. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about, most importantly, who this plan is and is not for. Because people are going to hear rapid fat loss. They're going to hear crash diet. They're going to hear all these different things, and they're immediately going to throw red flags up, and they're going to say things like radical or dangerous or excessive and all of these different things that we see put out on social media these days. No, this is actually a healthy way to do it that I'm going to show you. So we're going to talk about who the plan is and, most importantly, who it's not for. We're going to do a deep dive and define rapid fat loss and muscle loss. We're going to talk about why muscle loss happens, how to protect against that, and what we saw with the research on how to protect against muscle loss. So it's very, very interesting to do a deep dive there. We're also going to define diet breaks and explain what those are and what they're not, because sometimes they're misunderstood. Then we're going to put it all together into this nice little package that you're going to be able to use and take home with you. We will talk a little bit about supplements. They're just a tiny part of the equation, but they are nice aids in what we do. And then, you know, there'll be a place for you to ask your most commonly asked questions on YouTube. You can ask those, and I will definitely get to those and answer them. So let's talk, most importantly, right now, who this plan is not for. And you'll see a good picture of my friend Jason Theobald here. He's very, very lean. He's getting ready to step on stage. He's in a bodybuilding prep. First of all, if you're in a prep, this rapid fat loss plan is not for you. Because if you're very, very lean, we're going to talk about muscle loss. This isn't for you. So if you're in prep, you're getting on stage, automatically know that this is not a place for that. It's also for people who haven't built up their metabolism. And we see a lot of people that have dieted a lot over the years. And it's something that, you know, we see people that have dieted for most of the fall, and then January rolls around, and see, I'm recording this in April. So like they've only been like 3 months without dieting, and they turn around, they want to diet again. So yo-yo dieters, this is not for people like that. It's also not for people that are already low calorie. So if you've been in an extended fat loss phase and you've been dieting, say, 4 or 5 months, this is not the place to try and break your plateau with a rapid fat loss plan, okay? And it's also, finally, it's not for people that have hormone dysfunction, hormones that are really messed up. Things like very high TSH, low T3, like those are nice snapshots of your metabolic rate and your metabolism. People that have low testosterone, this is not for you. People that have chronically elevated cortisol and maybe even gut health issues that come along with hormone dysfunction, low progesterone. Essentially, if your hormones are out of whack, this is not the time to do a rapid fat loss plan. So just know this is who the plan is not for. It's for people that are in a healthy state, which is, you know, the next slide here. This is who it's for. And then I always laugh because this is my buddy Jason again. If we go back up to the slide before, this is Jason very lean, getting ready to step on the pro stage. Well, this is Jason about 10 years prior, and he's bulky. He's a friend of mine, so I can poke fun at him. Obviously, he looks pretty good here compared to the most general, you know, population, but he's got a healthy body fat level. And that's something, he's in the off season here. He's not dieting. He's trying to put on muscle, and he's eating a lot of food. So he's got a healthy body fat level to pull from. So he's definitely someone in this picture. This is a good representation of who the plan is for. It's also for people that have insulin sensitivity issues, or maybe your blood sugar's elevated, or maybe you've been to the doctor and he said, hey, you know, your blood sugar's 105 or it's 120 and you're in the pre-diabetic ranges. Or you're someone like us that's a physique enhancement enthusiast and you've just been eating a lot of carbohydrates for a long time and your blood sugar's starting to creep up there and it's, you know, 99 between meals or it's over 100 and you need to improve insulin sensitivity, this plan is definitely something that will work for you. It's also for people who haven't dieted recently. So if you've been trying to gain muscle, you've been trying to make improvements in strength and all these things and you haven't dieted, you know, I hate to put a number on things, but if I would say if you haven't dieted in the last 6 months, ideally 12 months for most people, I like to see people not diet for a full year so they can make improvement and have healthy hormones and metabolic rate and metabolism. So if people haven't dieted recently, this is for you. I'd like to see those people eating at maintenance or above. So at least maintenance to maintain, excuse me, or people eating slightly above trying to gain muscle and people with healthy hormones. You know, you've got a good testosterone level and females, your progesterone's good and your cycle's good and your cortisol's not chronically high. And, you know, we see good thyroid panels, you know, we see a TSH below 2, you know, that's ideal. And a T3, again, snapshot your metabolism, you know, it's a 3.0 or higher. Those type of people with good blood work, then you're in the range to where you can do this rapid fat loss plan. So let's go ahead and talk about rapid fat loss. This is a picture of me. So I did this full system on myself first before I did it with anyone. I did the rapid fat loss plan on Steve, the very first slide, but this actual system of combining it with the diet breaks, I did this myself. So if you look at the picture here on the screen, you'll notice I went from 220 pounds to 205. And essentially, rapid fat loss is what I would consider a crash diet, a very short, fast way to just strip fat off and try not to lose muscle. Okay, so think about, you know, if someone's got a wedding coming up, or if you have some kind of photo shoot coming up for a company that you represent, whatever the reason, honestly, you're just body fat's getting high and you want to be leaner for summer. I don't care. It's whatever you want to peel fat off quickly instead of dieting for 4 months, for example, or 3 months. Essentially, it's a short crash diet with very low calorie, but it's only for short bursts. So I know there's going to be trolls. I know there's going to be haters and people that say, oh, you're ruining people. No, that's not what this is. Remember, go back to those slides before. You have to qualify for this, but remember, it's just for a very short period of time. And it works for people that need to drop a lot really fast. So it's very important to do this the right way so we're not doing it in an unhealthy manner. And the biggest thing I have people ask me, John, what about muscle loss? So let's go ahead and do a deep dive on muscle loss, because this is important for physique enhancement. Why does muscle loss happen? Well, there's multiple reasons that it happens. Muscle loss happens essentially because of these following different things. When you're too lean. So we always see people that get very, very lean towards the end of their diet. They lose the most muscle mass towards the end. When body fat's low, calories are low, usually cardio is high, you don't have a lot of body fat to pull from as an energy source, okay? And the leaner you get also, usually testosterone starts to lower. So I always, like, if you look at a DEXA scan with a lot of bodybuilders that have tested that, they always lose the last 4, 5, 6, I've even seen 7, 8 pounds of muscle mass during that last, 4 to 6 to 8 weeks of dieting when they're getting very, very lean. So that's when muscle loss happens. That's what people need to understand. That's one part of it. The other thing is if protein intake is too low. I'm going to show you how I like to set it up with people so their protein intake is higher to protect against muscle loss. So it definitely can't be set low. When cardio is too high, that's another thing people need to realize. When you're doing lots and lots and lots and lots of cardio, especially leg dominant cardio and jogging, it seems to be jogging and running and walking on a treadmill uphill causes so much muscle damage. You'll see a lot of muscle wasting in the legs. So when cardio is too high. And the other thing is when people do very limited to no weight training and they're mostly using a deficit in calories, or they're using a deficit in calories and just cardio, they're not training to protect against muscle loss. And then the other thing that I see is when people just diet too long. They've been in a diet phase way too long and muscle loss starts to happen from that. So that's kind of a snapshot of what happens with muscle loss, but we need to protect against that. So it's important. So here's the ways you protect against muscle loss. You have a healthy body fat to start. Again, I don't like to give out numbers, but a healthy body fat for most people before they start a rapid fat loss plan, guys, I like to see 12% or higher. And that's the low end. 12% is the low end. So most guys, like, we're going to run up there at in the pictures of me earlier, I was probably about 18%. So 12% at the lowest, women 18% at the lowest. I've really noticed looking at a ton of labs for women, the lower body fat they get, especially down to 15% lower, their hormone really starts to show dysfunction. Their hormones do. Progesterone tanks, testosterone's lower, sleep's affected. So generally you want to have a healthy body fat to start so you don't worry about muscle loss. And then here's how to set the protein intake. We're going to do this with a male and a female diet set up next, but set your protein intake high. I like to see at least 1 gram of protein per pound of lean mass, but I really prefer 1.25 grams of protein per pound of lean mass. And that just, you'll see the numbers when we go through the male and female example diets on how it just makes more sense to go with 1.25 times lean mass. Protein intake shouldn't really be set based on total overall weight, because someone can have very high body fat, and you should never place protein needs on something that's predicated on also having body fat, right? You want to use lean mass. So, excuse me. The other thing that we need to do to protect against muscle loss, keep cardio low. I like to recommend just 3 to 4 short sessions a week. We'll go over that in our schedule. Weight train 4 to 5 days a week. That gives your body the reason it needs to hold on to muscle, because you're training to try and make your muscle stronger, and you hold on to muscle. You're stimulating muscle growth when you train, so that helps you hold on to muscle. So I like to see 5 days a week on average for most physique enhancement enthusiasts. 4 will work definitely, but for this we say 4 to 5 days a week. And then do short diet phases with diet breaks. That's the other thing that helps protect against muscle loss. You know, those long, long diets, there's going to be some muscle loss in there, unless you're assisted, which is a whole other topic. We're not going to get into that. But those long diet phases without a diet break, you'll see some muscle loss, especially towards the end. Use supplements to help keep cortisol lower and keep testosterone higher. We'll talk about those at the end. There's just a handful of supplements that really help aid. Because dieting's hard. It's hard on your body. It's hard on your hormones. So there are some supplements that help, keep that stuff at least somewhat in normal ranges. And then finally, protecting against muscle loss comes down to going to sleep. A lot of people, there's 3 things that are so important to physique enhancement: training, nutrition, and sleep. And I would put all 3 of those up there at the top the same. And honestly, I probably rate sleep at the highest, but it's not sexy. A lot of people don't like to hear that, but I can tell you the people that I see suffer from muscle loss the most or struggle with fat loss, the whole nine yards, or have hormonal dysfunction, are the people that don't get at least 8 hours of sleep. And that's a whole other topic. I'm not going to do a deep dive here, but you need to go to sleep if you want to maximize your muscle and especially mitigate muscle loss. So let's get into setting this up. Remember, fat loss in a rapid fat loss phase is only going to be 2 weeks. So remember that. That's so key. That's why this is a big screen here. It's only going to be 2 full weeks. Then everything is built based around that. So just know that going in. All right, let's go ahead and set up an example male diet here and where to set people's calories. So you want to take your maintenance calories, and I'll just use a 3,000 calorie for a male diet as an example. Essentially, this is me. Okay, so take your maintenance calories, and you want to drop those by 40%. Now, that's a lot. For most people that are going to diet, they're going to create a 500-calorie deficit and, quote-unquote, lose 1 pound a week. Like, that's calories in, calories out. That's a law of thermodynamics. As we all know, our bodies are not, like, it doesn't work that way always. There's so many different factors, sleep and hormones and all these things that affect insulin sensitivity, like all these things that affect how much you drop. So, yeah, just dropping by 500 calories and making less of a deficit would get you to drop about 1 pound a week. Well, remember, we're trying to drop as much fat as we can in record time. So for 2 weeks, you're going to drop your total, your maintenance calories by 40%. So if someone's eating 3,000 calories day in, day out, that's going to be an 1,800 calorie intake. So that's very important. You can see that highlighted there in red on the screen. Remember, your protein has to be high. So we're going to set that at 1.25 times lean mass. So for me, an example is 180 pounds of lean mass. I take that times 1.25, and that gives me 225 grams of protein a day. Total calories there are going to be 900 calories from protein, okay? So if you need to hit pause, study this, but you guys have this forever, basically, essentially, because it's on YouTube. So there, protein, set protein, that's step one, okay, after we've set our calories. Now we're going to go down here to fats. Fats I like to just put in at 50 grams a day across the board. I don't like to see people eat less than that, but remember, you don't have a lot of calories to work with, so 50 is enough. Set your fats at 50 grams a day. That's 450 calories. And then now what we're going to look at here is we've got our 900 calories from protein, or 225 grams is 900 calories, plus 450 calories from fats. We've got 1,350 calories out of the 1,800 that we have to work with on our diet. So we have 450 calories remaining. And what we're going to do is divide that by four, and that's going to give us how many carbohydrates to eat. Okay, which is 113 grams a day. So now down here in red, one of the last bullet points here, you'll see the total macros and calories for the day are 225 grams of protein, 113 grams of carbs, 50 fats, around 1,800-ish calories. Listen, don't get caught up in the tiny, tiny numbers here. You know, if it's 113 carbs or it's 115 or it's 110, excuse me. It's one of those things you don't have to get. It just needs to be consistent, right? You want to be somewhere in that range. Now, the very last point here that's highlighted, this is hard. But remember, this is only for 2 weeks. I'm not asking you to reduce your calories by 40% for 12 weeks or 16 or 20 weeks or 6 months. You got to remember, like, this is 2 weeks. We can do anything we want for 2 weeks because we got the body fat to protect us for muscle loss. You're eating enough, like you're going to drop a lot of body fat, and this is just for 2 weeks. So it's hard, but you can do it, especially if you're very, very motivated. So let's go to the next slide here. This is a female. If, you know, if someone's eating 2,000 calories as an example, which I have most of my females working up somewhere in that range for a healthy female. There's always outliers. There's going to be females that can only eat 1,700 because they're very small individuals, and I've got some females eating 2,900 calories, but those are outliers, okay? So anyway, take your maintenance calories. I use 2,000 here as an example. Reduce that by 40%, and you've got a 1,200 calorie intake. That's what we're going to be working off of. Take 1.25 times your lean mass. So most women, for example, if you get your body fat done and you see your lean mass is 100 pounds, that's going to give you 125 grams of protein a day. Go down and set your fats. Again, set your fats at 50 grams a day. Totally sufficient. We don't need to go lower than that. And then so far, we've got about 250 calories remaining. That's going to give you your carbohydrate intake, and that's going to be about 63 grams a day. Now, listen, that's low, but you're only eating 1,200 calories. And remember, again, this is only for 2 weeks. So here's a good female example. Your total calories and macros, 125 protein, 63 carbs, 50 fats, 1,200-ish calories. And you're going to push hard for 2 weeks on that. So let's go ahead and go to the next slide here. I wanted to set up an example diet. I wanted to show you, this is based on the female diet, but you can apply this anywhere. If someone's eating six meals a day, and by the way, I don't care if you eat six meals, four meals, you know, ideally 4 to 5 meals is about right. You want to have enough protein feedings, but what you want to do is you see the proteins broken down here. Just divide your protein into however many meals you're going to eat a day. So this is an example of six, but you want to place your carbs pre and post workout. So for this person, meal one is their pre-workout meal. They're going to train in the morning. Okay. So they're going to have 25 carbs here. They're going to have that from oats. More on that in a second. Then they're going to work out. I do like to recommend that people that are doing this rapid fat loss plan have some essential amino acids to help turn protein synthesis on and help to protect against muscle loss during, times of rapid fat loss. Essentially, use some EAAs. One scoop here is sufficient. A scoop of creatine is good. You want to keep creatine in, male, female, it doesn't matter. And then meal two is your post-workout meal, and that's, again, 25 carbs and potatoes. So also, you'll notice I put one glucose disposal agent in here. That's for, there are people that are trying to reset insulin sensitivity. Again, if you had higher blood sugar, your doctor said you're pre-diabetic, using a glucose disposal agent, more on that in some later slides, that will help keep your insulin lower, keep your blood sugars lower, and improve your insulin sensitivity. The other thing is I like to recommend low glycemic carbs here because you're not getting to eat a lot of carbohydrates. So you want to eat those that are more filling, but also you don't want to use a lot of sugary carbs that spike your insulin real fast and then drop it if you're someone who's trying to reset your insulin sensitivity. So all in all, in general, you know, things like oats and potatoes are definitely fine. But if you're someone that wants to have some sugary carbs and you nail your macros and you're perfectly healthy, I'm okay with that too. Okay. So don't want to spend much more time on this slide. Excuse me. You'll see that meals 3, 4, 5, and 6, those are now broken down into basically protein and fats with some vegetables. You'll see some trace carbs because you're going to get some trace carbs from vegetables. And if you're using peanut butter for some fats, or, you know, whey protein could have 1 or 2 carbs in it, for example. But that's going to get you somewhere around your total macros and calories for the day. That's how I like to break the meals up. But just remember, your carbs pre and post, it's very key because carbohydrates fuel your body. They fuel your training, and you're not eating a lot of them. So you want to use them where your body actually needs them, which is around the workout. It's also when your insulin sensitivity is the best. So let me know if you guys have any questions on that in the comments. So this is a cool slide here. You'll see the highlighted part down here in red. This is from Dr. Bill Campbell in 2021 at the University of South Florida when he did his rapid fat loss study. Essentially, what this is showing is if you see the 91% in the red column, right? It's important here. He was able to achieve the percentage of weight loss that was fat on his rapid fat loss study he did in the lab was 91% fat loss was fat, or weight loss was fat. Only 9% was muscle loss. Now, if you look down below, you'll see people like, and I'm probably going to butcher the name, but Pisiakos, Mettler down here to the right, they were lower protein groups, and you will see 67% in this one was weight percentage of weight loss that was fat, only 67%, but 33% was muscle loss. And especially the one, second to the last, 58%, over half of the weight loss was muscle. That's what we want to avoid. And that's how you offset that with high protein intakes, which we've done. If you go back to see these slides where we set this up, Dr. Campbell showed you can achieve mostly fat loss as long as your protein intake is set high. So I wanted to throw that out there so people definitely saw some of the research. And you can look that up on places like Google Scholar. You can even reach out to Dr. Bill Campbell himself. So what about workout splits and cardio? This is what I like to recommend for my clients. Listen, I don't care what workout split you do. Do the one that you like, you enjoy. You could be doing CrossFit. You could be doing a powerlifting program. You could be a bodybuilder. It doesn't matter. As long as you do the plan that you like and you train hard. So here's an example 5-day split I've seen work very well for my clients over the years. It's essentially a push-pull legs, upper and lower day, 5 days a week. But the cardio is the most important thing that I want to throw in here. I like to recommend about 15 minutes of steady state cardio. I like to throw a vest on and walk, but that helps get my heart rate up. But 15 minutes of steady state cardio, get your heart rate around 120. You know, we're all a little bit different. You know, if you're really old, you don't need to have 120. 110 is fine. If you're young, 130 is fine. But 15 minutes of steady state cardio, and then 5 days of weight training. And this is a nice, simple schedule for your week for training and cardio that you can do. But make it fit your schedule and what you enjoy doing. So diet breaks. Let's go ahead. I want to make sure that we talk about these diet breaks. Let me make sure I emphasize this. So diet breaks are something to where it's not a free-for-all. It's not something to where you can just go eat anything you want for a full week. But what's going to happen if you do that, I've seen coaches do that with their clients. They're like, here, just go eat for a week and take a break. The problem is it's two steps forward, two steps back, sometimes three steps back. Like, I see people gain way too much fat when they're just left to their own devices. So diet breaks are a very systematic approach, and that's how we're going to apply them here for a full week. So getting back into the slide, essentially it's going to give your body, your mind, your metabolism a break from the low calories. Remember, we've done 2 weeks of rapid fat loss. Now it's time for week three, which will be a diet break. And it's very, very crucial that you do these, because 14 days of low calories, you know, if you're the female eating 1200 or the guy eating 1800, it's very, very crucial. It's going to protect your metabolism from downregulating. Okay. Over time, when you stay lower calorie, your metabolism adapts. It's called metabolic adaptation. It's just the way the body works. We want to protect against that. So that's what it's in there for. It's also in there for a mental break. It helps prevent plateaus, because when you just stay low calorie for a long time, you're going to plateau. So this helps prevent those plateaus. And it also helps drop cortisol, which is very important. So you're going to do these for 1 week at a time. And I'll show you the full schedule here. I believe it's the next slide. And also on these weeks, you're going to drop all the cardio. So those 15-minute sessions for 4 days a week, or however many you decide to do, drop those all completely out. You're also going to drop your training from, say, 5 days a week down to just a couple days a week. And you're only going to train at an RPE of 8. So for those that don't know what RPE is, basically it's a rating of perceived exertion. On a scale 1 to 10, if you're doing a set on the chest press and you push as hard as you can, a 10 out of 10 would be to where you can't do another rep and you hit complete failure. Someone would have to give you a spot and help you. That's a 10 out of 10. And a lot of people train that hard. Well, on these diet break weeks, I just want you to train at an 8 out of 10, right? You might have a couple reps left in the tank. You don't need a spot. And that's going to help support your central nervous system, along with also I recommend doing some high reps. This is a good place for 20 to 30 reps. Maybe you do an upper and a lower day and you just go in and get a nice good pump. But higher reps don't crush your CNS as bad as the heavier rep ranges. So scale that RPE down to an 8. Do some higher reps, give your central nervous system a break, so then cortisol also can drop down. So remember, the goal here is to recover and boost metabolism also with carbohydrates. So whenever you add carbs, it boosts leptin, which also boosts your metabolism. It also drops cortisol. So if you really think about this whole week, it's meant to recover, but it's meant to also help the systems of the body recover, drop cortisol, boost metabolism, give you a mental break, give you more energy from carbs. And speaking of carbs, finally, the last thing that you're going to do is you're also going to add 50 carbohydrates a day to your plan. So think about this. If you were a female and you're eating 63 we came up with a day, 1,200 calories, you're going to now add 50 carbs to every single day. Well, there's an extra 200 calories. You're going to drop out the 15 minutes of cardio. So maybe you were burning 100 calories there. So now you've added 200 from food. You're not burning another 100. So now you're up from 1,200 to 1,400, 1,500 calories. Now your body's starting to get back to that maintenance level of calories that it's operating off of. And you're also only going to train a couple days a week. So there's hundreds of calories that you're not burning when you were training 5 days a week. So now you're getting up there and you're adding hundreds of calories to what your body needs to operate from. So it's getting up there closer to maintenance. So the goal here is to recover. That's important. But you'll notice most people are still going to be in a deficit, and they still continue to drop, which is very, very interesting. And this is, I want to do a deep dive on this. Most continue to drop weight and fat these weeks, but why does that happen? Well, it's done when people stick to the diet and they do this very systematically. And you go back to the last slide, and you add 50 carbs, you drop the cardio, you only train a couple days a week, and all these things happen. So cortisol drops, okay? When you drop cortisol, you also drop some water, because anytime someone's highly, highly stressed, they're going to be a little bit more watery, and the carbs boost leptin. That was the next thing I talked about. So whenever you eat carbohydrates, it boosts leptin, it boosts your metabolism, which helps speed things up, and you actually can drop some body fat from that. The other thing people don't realize is when cortisol drops, this is super important. When cortisol drops, when it's chronically high from dieting, your body can make more thyroid hormone. It can make more testosterone. It can make more progesterone. And when it makes more thyroid hormone, for example, and less cortisol, your metabolism speeds up. So then what happens? Boom, you're dropping body fat again. So now you can see what's happening on a diet break week. And also you have more energy from food and doing less workouts. You have more energy. So your NEAT goes up. And NEAT, for people that don't know, is non-exercise activity thermogenesis. So just the energy to move around more. You're probably going to get more steps in. You're going to be in a better mood. You're just going to feel good. Like, people just move more and burn more calories. So also inflammation will drop. So you'll see the scale will also move down because you're not hammering your body with cardio and 5 days of workouts. And then finally, sleep is usually better, which drops cortisol, improves thyroid hormone. It does all the things that we want. Remember, recovery is the goal here. And that's why diet breaks are so important. So think about it. You've just been through 2 weeks of hell of dieting on low calories. Now you're doing this diet break very systematically. And all these quote unquote magical things are starting to happen. So go ahead and take a look at this here real quick. This is an actual weight tracker, an Excel weight tracker. This is mine, and this is the exact one that I use with my clients. And if you need this, all my contacts and information is in the show notes. Just send me an email. It's also at the final slide once we get done. Don't worry, I'm not going to spam you or anything. I will email this to you. It's just a simple Excel document, and it calculates your weight for the week. So if you look at the first 2 weeks, they're in yellow. And on the top left, you'll see weeks 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way down. We're only doing this for 6 weeks. And all the way to the right, you'll see the first 2 weeks are rapid fat loss weeks. But also to the right, you'll see where it says averages. This will take your weekly weight when it's put in every day, and it will give you the weekly average. So you'll see day one was a Saturday. I was 220 pounds. And all the way to the right, I dropped down to 216, and my weight average was 218 for the week. So the first 2 weeks, I dropped from 220 down to 213 on rapid fat loss, doing 1,800 calories, doing everything that we just went through. Okay, so this was my daily weight. Now, in green, which is week three, you'll see I did the diet break, which we just outlined. Added 50 carbs, pulled all the cardio out. I did an upper and a lower workout. I got better sleep. And boom, what happened? I went from 213 all the way down to 211. I dropped a couple extra pounds by adding food, not training as much, doing all the things we just talked about. And now I'm down to 211 from 220. Now I'm going to turn around. Week four kicks in, and I'm going to do another 2 weeks of rapid fat loss. So I'm going to drop those 50 carbs back out, and I'm going to go back to the rapid fat loss diet. I'm going to add the cardio back in, and I'm going to push like hell for 2 weeks. And remember, yes, it's hard, but it's only for 2 weeks. So you'll see I went from 210 all the way down to 206 before it was time. You'll see the final week, week six, it's green, the final diet break, 206 pounds down to 205. It was starting to slow at this point, which I have noticed. More on that here in a little bit. I did that final diet break. And then you'll notice week 7, 8, 9. This is where people mess up, okay? This is, and we're going to talk about this more. This is where you need to be strict, but you need to go right back to your maintenance calorie. So I was able to go right back to, after my diet break, I went all the way back up to 3,000, just under 3,000 calories, and my weight held. And by the way, it's been 16 months at the time of this recording, and I'm 203 pounds. So I've actually maintained all of this by going back up to maintenance, but you have to be strict. You can't just go crazy and lose your mind. We're going to talk more about that. Let's get into the supplements. My good friend here, Jeff Black. What about all the sexy supplements, bruh? And that's funny because I own a supplement company, as you guys can see with the shirt, Fat Muscle Project. But supplements are thrown at everything. You don't need every supplement under the sun for this. But there are some that will help make this a little bit better process and a little bit healthier. So things that'll help. The top left, you'll see a glucose disposal agent that helps your body process carbohydrates. It keeps insulin lower, blood sugar lower, and better manageable levels. It improves your insulin sensitivity. Honestly, it's great for everybody year round. Okay. GDA is something I've seen for the last 15 years with my clients before I even had a supplement company make a huge difference in fat loss, but also overall health and labs. So it's something that you take a couple caps. It's berberine based with your carbohydrate meals. That's important. Top right's hormone optimizer. I built that for my athletes to maximize their total and free testosterone levels. It's our best-selling product we have because it just flat out works. I've posted so many labs of people improving. That'll help keep your testosterone levels up during any dieting phase. And if you're someone that wants to max them out naturally in the off season as well when you're gaining, it's a great product. So there's the two from us. I also carry New Ethics ThyroBoost and Cordies, and I recommend them anytime someone's dieting. Anytime that you're going to diet, your thyroid does take some kind of a hit. It just depends when, okay, because dieting is just harsh. You're in a deficit. So ThyroBoost gives you and your thyroid the essential nutrients that it needs to help TSH levels get to a good range and stay in a good range, T3 to be in a good range. So I like to recommend two caps at meal one of ThyroBoost, and then Cordies helps lower cortisol because of all the things we talked about earlier. It's never going to lower cortisol to an unhealthy level because that's just not the way that it works. It's got things like ashwagandha in it, and those help keep cortisol lower so you can produce more testosterone, more thyroid hormone, keep your progesterone levels better. It's very, very important. Two caps before bed, you'll get better sleep, and that helps with everything in general. So there from the supplement side. And then finally, down at the very bottom, you'll see the last one. I always recommend for physique enhancement, keep all the regular stuff in, whey protein, creatine, a multi, etc. So that's all just part of physique enhancement. So a couple funny pictures here. So here's the things that you want to avoid. You'll see Leslie, the top right. I get to go eat all the carbs now. No, that's not how it works. Remember, you want to systematically go back to your maintenance calories. Don't lose your shit when it's over. You don't want to spend all this time doing all this great work to get fat loss done to just go eat anything and everything under the sun. Remember, these are only done in 2 week stretches. Like, it's just 4 weeks total of hard dieting. There's no reason to just go eat yourself fat again. And don't do it too often. I've noticed that when I run more than a couple phases of this, fat loss really starts to suffer and people just kind of stay stalled out. It's because their metabolic rate is now getting used to too many weeks of dieting. So only do two phases. I've noticed three phases that by the third one, people's metabolism just kind of petered out and they're not really making much progress. They might lose a couple pounds. That's not what we want to do. That's not healthy. Long-term dieting is not healthy, so just do a couple phases. It's a tool. Just use it in the manner that we've talked about here. So with all that being said, what's the catch? And this is interesting, and this is why this is on YouTube. So if you've seen anything bad from this, if you're a coach that's out there that uses this and you've combined this, put it in the comments below. I can't find any bad catches or any bad scenarios when it's done this way that I've laid out. And it's been, you know, 16 months since I initially done this. I've tried to find ways in any kind of negative aspects of this. I can't find any when it's done the way I've laid it out. So if there is anything, mention it in the comments below. I'd love to hear more. And as always, if you ever need to get a hold of me, I'm not going to spam you. This is my email. I'd love to hear more from you. Any kind of feedback that you have, just send it over. I really appreciate you guys. So I hope you've enjoyed this presentation. We have a whole bunch of different topics and different episodes coming, a lot of different deep dives. I'm looking forward to those. Just please like, subscribe, turn on your notifications, and we're going to have more coming soon. Have a great day.